Hi, I'm Joel Grote, Director of Ministries for the Institute for Religious Research. Lynn Wilder and I are excited to announce our upcoming Unveiling Grace podcast. Lynn is a former BYU professor and author of the book Unveiling Grace. Together, in each podcast episode, we talk candidly and openly about the struggles, trials, and triumphs of grace-based living. Our podcast is all about helping people recognize and escape performance-based religion and embrace a gospel of grace that transforms us from the inside out. Performance-based religion always leads to domination, manipulation, arrogance, and pride, and can result in abuse and a loss of autonomy for members of such religions. True spiritual freedom and maturity is only found in the gospel of grace, where, because of the love of our Heavenly Father, we get what we could never earn, merit, or pay for. Through grace, we are invited to enter humbly into intimate relationship with Jesus and the Father, with no other human dictating the terms of the relationship. Here's a short excerpt from one episode of the Unveiling Grace podcast, where Lynn shares some of her story of grace and transformation.
Welcome to another episode of Unveiling Grace podcast, a place to experience a grace that heals.
We are glad you are here because we're excited about how grace can transform your life and your relationships.
Absolutely.
I'm Joel.
And I'm Lynn. And we're going to continue what we started last time.
So a little bit about your story. But before we get back into your story, I had a quote I wanted to read from Oswald Chambers. He's one of my favorite devotional people. Wrote a devotional called My Utmost for His Highest. Actually, this was just a series of like devotionals he gave to college students at a college, at a ministry college. His wife compiled them. Many a soul begins to come to God when he flings off being religious, because there is only one master of the human heart, and that is not religion, but Jesus Christ. And when I read that this morning, I thought about you and your story, because in a way, that's kind of a lot of what happened with you. As you begin to encounter grace, as you encounter Jesus in the pages of the New Testament, you started flinging off your religious trappings, but really became more authentically spiritual than you'd ever been. So I'm going to let you pick up with that and carry on with your story from there.
You know, it says in the Bible that anything between you and God is an idol, right? Becomes an idol in your life. And I did have a lot of idols at that point in my life. My job at Brigham Young was an idol to me. I would even say my family was an idol to me, something probably more important to me even than God.
Okay.
My temple attendance, the rules, the regulations, and how I did, what my house looked like, how nice my flowers were, always having that front room nice in case anyone just happened to stop by for their monthly visit. There were many things that mattered a lot to me that after I read the Bible and surrendered my life to the God of the Bible in October of 2006, that changed.
Yeah, so like what? I mean, obviously things that you specifically recognized were suddenly different.
My appearance, worrying about appearance, worrying about what other people thought. All of a sudden, even I didn't care about some of the same people anymore. Very,
fascinating.
Very, very interesting. One of the almost immediate things that happened to me after I surrendered my life to Jesus was he began to open my eyes to all of my weaknesses and my sins and my struggles, so that I saw myself kind of like how someone from the outside would see me.
Was that a little disconcerting?
Oh, that's a funny way to put it. It was a year and a half of hell for me.
Wow.
The first thing that God showed me was my pride, because I had thought that these rules and rituals that I was keeping pretty well were keeping me in a pretty good box and a little farther above other people. I had pride. And because I thought God was pleased with me more than he was pleased with others, because I was always measuring myself against other people, and you know, if I thought I stood a little farther above, I was excited about that.
You were doing well.
I was doing well. I didn't see that as pride at the time. In performance-based religion, I saw that as what I was supposed to be doing in order to please God, that he might save me. Right?
Yeah.
But once I became a child of God and was adopted, and he became my Abba Father, at that point of surrender, he began to open my eyes to the reality of who I was. And it wasn't very pretty.
I was going to say, there's nothing fun ever about seeing our own sin.
Lynn and I hope you will join us on a journey of transformation, as in each episode we share scriptures and stories that can help your life and relationships flourish. Look for the Unveiling Grace podcast this September and come experience a grace that heals.